Welcome to Office Hours with Adam Peterson, where I talk to business owners, employees, entrepreneurs and experts to find answers to those day-to-day questions about life and work in Luxembourg. If you have questions you'd like answered, let me know at adam.peterson@rtl.lu or on LinkedIn. But for now, on to today's show. In English, they're estate agents, and in American, they're realtors, and in Franglais, they're immobiliers. But why are there so many in Luxembourg? In Luxembourg City, a population of 135,000, there are 179 agents, whereas in Hastings, of the same size, there are 26. So why are there so many estate agents in Luxembourg? To try and answer this question and many more, I've got some guests to help me. In the studio today, I've got Maurits from Van Maurits Agency. Welcome.
Yep. Thank you very much.
I've got Pitt Spouts from Buer and Spouts, is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
And I've got Pierrick from Remax Sweet Home.
Yes, thank you.
Cool. So thank you all for joining me. So let's just start off to get into a bit. So my understanding is that to become an estate agent in Luxembourg, you have to do a government course, costs about €1,000, €1,500, and that's pretty much it. But and when I think of estate agents, I normally think of an office, maybe two offices, and they may have 20 or 30 properties per office. That's what I have in my head as a traditional estate agent, which is the model that I think Maurits that you've got. So can you tell me a little bit about your life before being a real estate agent and then why you chose to set up your agency?
Yeah, I was in the facility management before. Technical facility management, infrastructural facility management. So checking out buildings, their technicity, their how the buildings are built, taking care of buildings, moving. So that was actually a normal path to get from technical knowledge into kind of real estate, because I like housing and I like residentials, and cool. That's a little bit how I got into there.
And my understanding of your real estate agent, so you own and run the agency,
yeah,
and then you have people who are, yeah, they're quite employees. So just talk about the relationship, yeah, between.
So I started about 10 years ago, started alone, and then I had some kind of a client, and I told him, want to join the board? I'm looking for people. He said, well, I'm cycling a lot. My wife gives me some hard time, so happy to join. And then it's how we start growing, and now we are about 14. We are not 14 salaries. We don't have 14 salaries, but we work on a commission-based real estate, yeah.
Okay, so the people in your agency, they're not formally employed by you, they work for themselves?
Yeah, and they are independent. I like to say they are their own slaves, so they can decide how they work. Yes, you can just get a part of the commission. We split the commission in, cool, three parts.
So we'll get to that in a bit then. So let me jump then to Pitt. So you've been in the real estate business for how long now?
For 8 years now.
5 years?
8 years.
Eight years already,
yeah.
So when you started, why did you choose to go and set up on your own or be on your own as opposed to work in what in my head is a more traditional agency with lots more people involved?
Yeah, well, basically, you could say I inherited it. My mother created the agency in 1990, so we're already over 20 years on the market. And after my studies, I joined her in 2016, and in 2018, she basically left the agency, and I took it over in second generation.
So it was a real family business.
Yes.
She started off.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So I see that. And then Pierrick, you're with Remax. Now, Remax to me is a little bit complicated. So just tell me a bit about the Remax model and how it's arranged, and then why you chose to go to Remax as opposed to...
Yes, so first, it's not complicated. It's to do more business. And just talking about me, I'm in Luxembourg since 12 years, and I started real estate 4 years ago. And before, I was in logistics and a director in warehouse. And so I decided to change my life. And I think most of the people who are coming in real estate, it's the same. And the business model of Remax is to start with the biggest portfolio of properties. So people who are coming from abroad, they can start with something. And yes, after I can explain maybe more in details how it shares. But the most important is to do more business together.
Yeah, so Remax is like a global franchise service. Then there's a franchise in the Oakville Remax Luxembourg, is that right?
And then yes, exactly.
10 other franchisees, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, we have 11 agencies, so yep. All are franchises. And so we are doing our own business, but we share all the, you know, the support, the documents, procedures, templates. So we start with lots from Remax, also their marketing, and after we do our own business. So in fact, all the models can work also for Moritz and Pete's, but after it's question of person, of relationships.
So you wanted the control of being your own franchisee, of running a franchise, but at the same time, Remax had all the stuff that you needed to get going. You didn't need to start it from scratch like Moritz when kind of...
Exactly, yes, because I was from logistics, so I never heard about real estate.
Okay.
And thanks to Remax, I could start very quickly. And also because I wanted to open my own agency. That's why it was the easiest way to do it.
And the reason for your own is for that self, the control kind of around your life and having something.
Yes, to have a good balance between my professional life and personal life, and also to do my own business, because before, as an employee, I had the same wage at the end of the month,
yep.
And now it's completely open.
But there are agents that work in your franchise, is that correct?
It's real estate agents, but all are independent. So they only earn money because of their work. So they can earn as many money as they want,
yep.
Depending on their
how good they are.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I'm just trying to get to is, so if I'm an agent, am I linked to your agency of Remax Sweet Home, or am I just a pool of Remax agents?
Linked to Remax Sweet Home. We do a contract together.
Okay, so it's a contract to a particular franchise. Cool.
Yes.
So I'm kind of interested in how that's going to work. We'll build up a bit slowly. So let's say I sell my house, put it on the market, sell it. I understand how the money is going to get, the commission is going to get split if Pitt sells my house, because yeah. Pitt has a couple of employees, but they're administrative, I think, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Assistants, office assistants and visits assistants.
So you're the only person with a real estate yes. license. Okay, cool. Yeah. So when you sell my house, you take all the commission.
Well, the business, my company takes all the money, yeah.
Okay, and then in Moritz, in your business environment. So how does that work who takes the cut of a deal? I don't need to know the exact percentages, but between whoever finds the buyer, finds the seller and your kind of umbrella company as well.
Yeah. I think it's always the same conversation. I don't like to talk about commissions, because that we only get when we have done the work correctly and well. And we got in the mandate and we can sell the house only at the very end part of the line. When we go to the notary, we give the invoice and then we get paid. And then after, what happens afterwards, there is just a share between who got the house in, who got the house out. And there's always one cert left for the company itself, which whom pays actually all the costs that we have.
Okay, cool. So it effectively goes three ways generally. And then for Remax, though, you would have maybe up to five interested parties. So the person that finds the buyer, the person that finds the seller, their individual franchises, and then the owner of the franchise for Luxembourg. Am I understanding that right?
Yes, but most of the parts, it's only three parts. So
okay.
The real estate agent who has done the sale, and after me as a broker, and after a part of the commission goes to Remax Luxembourg. It's just in case we collaborate with another agent, the selling part, we share in five parts. But it's quite the same with Moritz and Pete. If they collaborate with some other people, some other agents to sell the house, they can also share. But in our network of Remax, it's our strength. When we arrive in Remax, we sign a collaboration document to agree that we agree to share the commission. And it's more powerful because at the end we do more transactions.
Okay, yeah. So So let's just go there. So in terms of the models then, so my guess, so an advantage of the Remax model is scale. So you probably have more agents under the Remax umbrella within in Luxembourg. Moritz, if I'm going to Van Moritz, it's got your name on it.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Yeah. So if I'm expecting your brand to come through with Van Moritz. Is that your
it stands for quality, it stands for humanity, it stands for a good job, we sind eine gute Agence, we are a good agency, and that's what we stand for and that's what we're doing. So and I think that human aspect is for me very, very important, and for the team overall. We like our job, and as I said before, we sign a mandate because we have to. We discuss the commissions, and then afterwards we do our job, and we get paid when the job is well done.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Pitt, your advantage, I guess, is independence.
Well, yeah, as well, but I would also pick up the same words as Van Moritz just said. It's basically the same principle. It's also our name on the documents, on the sale, on the advertisement. We also stand for high quality service on our customers, humanity, taking care of everybody, each listing individually. And at the end, it's just, from your question perspective, at the backside, that they split their commission and I pay my employees like a standard office.
So the company. One thing I just want to, it can get complicated, I think, on occasions. Just when you see a house or an apartment, and sometimes it has two agencies on the being sold, how does that come about, and what's the advantage or disadvantage? So I don't know who would like to go first on that one.
Well, it's never nice to, but we prefer not to lose our time with houses or objects that we have to sell two or three agents. There's one going to work and the other ones who don't have any main visits, just need one client to sell the house, and you have lost all this time and all this work in concentrating on something that you're not sure to be handling or to ending up in the end. So if we do this, and it's the owner, actually it's very important, the owner is only always the boss of his house and is always the one who is having the last thing to say. But if the owner insists of having a second agency, well, then we try to do an co-exclusive agreement that is only two agents, because the same object might appear on the internet with one garage and two garages and 200 square meters or 222 square meters and three bedrooms or two bedrooms. And then in the end, the buyers are confused. What is it about? Who is now correct and not correct? And that is a little bit where you have to take care. But we like then to work co-exclusive, and then we discuss with the other agency what is going to be the cut. And it is not necessarily 50-50, because depending who is going to do the work, who got in the house, etc., etc. So it's different possibilities.
But your preference, I'm interested, your preference, I think it would be easier to just work and sell it.
Yes, exclusive, of course. Yeah. For me, at least 90% of my mandates are exclusive, because we spend lots of time and money, you know, with photographer, with the ads, marketing, etc. So that's important also for us to work like this. And also for the clients, because as said Maurice, if you have two, three agencies, it makes some confusion, and it's not like exclusive house. The buyer has a feeling that the seller is very quick to sell. He has no time to sell, and it's not like exclusive property. That's better feeling for the buyers. So for me, it's not the good work, because if you know that some other people, some realtors, sell the house, you don't want to spend your time and money. So that's why in my team, I said to my employees, my independent realtors, that I don't want any simple mandates.
So
basically we also prefer just exclusive listings. We work with different agencies as well, but preferably not, but it depends a lot on how you agree. As they said, you put all your money in advance. That's part of our business. So we pay everything from our savings in advance, advertisements, listings, our time and so on. And if we don't sell at the end, well, then it was not wasted money, but you don't get any profit at the end.
Interesting. Great. So we know a bit about the different types of business models and how they work. So we'll take a quick break and we'll come back into some more of the chewier questions. So in part one, we looked at the mechanics of different estate agents. In part two, we'll look at some of the hot topics. And one hot topic is prices. So data from last quarter shows a fall in just over 9% for apartments and houses and just over 4% for new apartments. But transactions are picking up with about 30% more for new apartments. So I'm interested from our guests whether what they've seen in the market and when they think there will be a drop in the number of agents in Luxembourg as those one-man bands, the sole traders who have just set up on a whim with a course and a mobile phone, whether they're going to be falling out of the market. So who would like to jump in first and tell me what's going on at the moment?
Well, it's me, it's Moritz again. I think that the fact to become a real estate agent is, as you said, it's not very difficult. You do your course, you do your classes, you get your registration. But I think it's much more behind of it. It's not, and it is not only the commission. I think too many people look at it as it's easy money, and they have no idea how much you have to work to get some of it. And because you can also be, I just say, you can do another job, what you have to do on a daily basis, and you have a minimum salary, then you end up in the end of the year with a salary between 50 or 70,000 euros. And if you sell one million house, you can invoice 30,000 euros. So for some people, it's like, wow, do I need to wake up at 8 o'clock every morning and go to work and do my job on a daily basis? Or if I have I sell 3 houses of 1 million, well, then I have 90,000 euros at the end of the year. I've never worked and earned so much money in 1 year as if I become a real estate agency. I think that is a little bit what many individuals think starting to do real estate agency. It's an easy job. But in fact, it might be easy as they start because they might have their grandmother's house or they might have their uncle's house on which is like or a friend that they know that wants to sell or rent out his apartments. So they start very slow and they say, okay, and then they sit there and say, what do we do next? But they don't forget that after 2 or 3 months, their wife is saying, the fridge is empty. We need to sell something. And that's where we get into the bad players because they're going to say, I need a mandate. I need something to sell. So they go out there and they're going to overprice the houses. Mm-hmm. And the people, they say, well, you're going to sell me my house 1.8. I don't know, but in fact, it's worth much less. And they're going to sign a mandate and they don't sell the house. They're going to come back. We have to put the price down. There is no visits. So we get all of these discussions. And it is a real job. It is really a hard job with procedures, with calculations, and not just compare what is the sales price on the market and I open a magazine where all the houses are added and then say, look, I make an average of that and, well, it should be in that area because everything what is added is already too expensive. So even those statistics that you give are based is very nice, but it's not the sales prices, far away from the sales prices. Yeah, what we have seen over the last years is that the market has dropped between 20% and 30%, and that's where we are here now. Now, last week the government has given us a rebate on the registration fees. Wow, we do a lot, but with the Crédit Impôt being there, it's a minimum. It's just actually again a little bit some sand in the eyes or to give the impression we want to do, we want to move on, we need this this whole business to get rolling again, and but you have to know what you're talking about, is not easy.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And so you're seeing about 20-30% drop. I'm hearing that the people now is when it matters that they really value the skills and the expertise that you bring, that understand you've got a background in real estate, in construction, and then you can advise people on how much it's going to be to renovate a house and all those sorts of things, really understand it. Pierre-Rick, are you seeing similar kind of assessment of the market at the moment?
Yes, true. So, of course, there was a decrease because of the crisis, but now, since a few months, the market is really better because the interest rates decreased a lot. So it's time for buyers to come back to the market because we have good prices. Interest rates are lower And also for people who wants to change their life, because the market now is started again, that's good to start their new life. Because as said Moritz, when you go to your job, you have the same amount at the end of the month. But as a real estate agent, you can either, if you don't do your job because you are independent, you can not succeed, but you can also earn lots of money and do your dreams. This is what I said to my agents. It's completely open. So if you want to buy, I don't know, a beautiful house in Switzerland, I don't know, you can do it. If you trust on your on yourself, and also with a good trainer, of course, you can have a good life. So yes, for the people who wants to come to real estate, it's now open because lots of people, unfortunately, did a bankruptcy. But now the market is starting again, so you can come. And also for the buyers, that's very interesting because the price are quite low and the interest rates as well are decreasing, so that's a good moment.
But it should not be the moment now for the sellers to say, ah, the market picks up, now we're going to raise our prices again. Because that is also something that we're going to start to feel. And then it's blocked again. We have had interest rates going down, but there has not been any index going up. So the people don't make more money and they don't make the same money anymore as before the crisis. So we have had a jump of price from before 21 and we are back to that. So it is like an equal line, but because the situation we come out from was not a normal situation. It was not normal to have this cheap money just thrown at you. And then we even have clients that signed an interest rate at 1.2, 1.4, 1.6%, but took a variable instead of a fixed rate. And now it hurts because the rates have been going up to 4.5%. And you cannot reimburse it. So some people are really in a bad situation. And that is what is happening with lots of builders and building companies. They have so much debt. They have always living on banks' money. Yep. And now they have to reimburse. And it is for them impossible to reimburse. So if they're going to sell something, well, you know what? They are first going to reimburse the bank instead of start building. So you have to be take very much care that you build with a solid a builder or promoter before you start to buy outside. I think that is a tip for the clients if they want to buy and they see a nice apartment. Check with whom you're building, what is their financial capabilities.
Interesting. Super interesting. So Pitt, how do you see the outlook looking forwards then? Do you see it? What I'm hearing from Moritz and Pierrick is that things are getting better, but people shouldn't get ahead of themselves. It's going to be do you think it'll be a stable market, or do you think we'll be back to growth, or do you think there's more falls
to
come?
I think currently we are slowly at the bottom of the price drops. We also see an increase in demand in people interested in buying again because the interest rates dropped as well. But it's, as Moritz said, it's not now that new listings should be advertised 10% higher again. We had our market before COVID, then we had this exceptional peak. We came back to the same level, more or less, so we are continuing on the same market line than before. It was an exceptional situation, it was an exceptional market, and now we are back, and those prices trying to sell for prices like 2 years ago, it doesn't work, and that's also what you have to advise your seller to, that it's impossible to sell today with our current market, the numbers of the old market. We have to work with the numbers, with the market, with the buyers, with the interest rates, with the situation that we have currently. It's not helpful for anybody to work with old numbers and thinking that this might come back just because I want to.
So they need to be realistic. They need to understand the macroeconomic.
And you have to advise your seller's party it's in each party's interest to sell. I mean, the seller wants to sell because he needs the money or wants to buy something else. We want to sell because we want to get our commission, we want to help them. But if the price is not according to the market, nobody gets anything. And
And I guess, do you see there's much pent-up demand as prices have dropped? I guess the transactions slowed down, but then people are still getting married, people are still having babies, people still want bigger houses. Do you perceive that there's demand that's kind of in the market for those live events?
I understand what you're saying, but absolutely, the market has always continued for us as well. I mean, we have just had just a drop, but we continued selling and getting mandates, and there's still this need that is going on. Now it picks up again,
But it is at the moment, it is always when the market is low that you have to buy, and you have to sell when the market is ripe. And most of the people tend to do the other way around. So actually now when it is low, it's interesting to sell or to buy if you want to get on and do again some added values in the future. But it's on the long term. Luxembourg is not anymore Luxiland as it was, and just quick, do some money and sell and buy. That was good 2-3 years ago, but those times are definitely over. Good.
Yes, indeed. And also for people interested in buying investments, the yield that you get based on your rental income, annual income, is for the moment with selling prices quite interesting. So we rose from 2 to 5% until up to 3.5%, for example.
Yeah.
Sofia?
Yeah, and also for the sellers. Of course, 2 years ago, the price were higher, but if they want to buy again, it's the same because the price of the properties will be lower, but also they will buy a lower price. So in fact, it's the same. People who are telling that they want to wait, the market is increasing, they will also buy a property that will be more expensive. So in fact, it's the same.
Yeah, I guess it's a bad time to downsize when the prices are low. So if you're going from a bigger property to a smaller property, then the differential would be slightly different.
Yes, of course, but after, it's also a question of project.
It depends
on the people. If they want to do the project, okay, maybe they will lose 20-50k, but it depends if they are in a hurry or not.
Because the
most important is to do their own personal project.
Yeah, so that's really good. And Pitt has just opened the door to what could be, I think, a second episode in this. Started talking about rentals and investments.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to get into that today. So maybe that's one for series two. So we're out of time today. I think we've had some really good conversation, understanding about the different real estate agents, how they work in Luxembourg, and then some brilliant perspectives from the people who know about what's going on with the real estate market in Luxembourg. So it's just now for me to say thank you for coming in as guests. So Pitt, if people want to contact you, how should they do that?
Well, easiest is to get on our website, immo-spouts.lu. They will have all our contact details, email, phone numbers, and all our current listings.
Great. And Moritz?
Yeah, for us, it's info@vanmaurits.lu. And wir sind ein guter Agence.
Absolutely. I understand that Luxembourgish. And Pierrick?
Yes, and if you want to come in the leader in Remax, Remax in leader in Luxembourg, you can join me. So at remaxsweetom.lu, or the email address is sweetom@remax.lu.
So that's it for today's episode. If you have feedback and questions on this topic or any other, drop me a line at adam.peterson@rtl.lu or on LinkedIn.